Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's edition of Kosher Tidbits. The topic of discussion is kosher fish, the identification of and purchasing fish in a fish store. How does one identify if a fish is kosher? The Torah tells us that the simanim of a kosher fish, that's the meaning the signs of a kosher fish, are snapir and kaskasas. Snapir is translated as fins, and kaskasas is commonly translated as scales. The Gemara tells us that all fish that have kaskasas have a snapir, that anyone that has the scales has fins. So in practice, the only thing you need to determine if a fish is kosher is to determine if it has kaskasas. Now, the translation of kaskasas is somewhat loose when you translate it as scales, because not all scales that are found on fish are considered scales according to the halacha, to Jewish law. The Ramban and Chumash, one of the early authorities, tells us that scales that are embedded in a fish or not visible to the naked eye are not considered to be kaskasas. And any scale which cannot be easily removed, which we'll discuss what that means, easily removed, cannot be classified as kaskasas. An example of fish that has scales which are not kosher would be a sturgeon. Sturgeon has scales but is not considered kosher. Its scales are classified as ganoid, which means they're covered with ganoin, which is similar to the material of fingernails, and it cannot be removed from the flesh of the fish without tearing the skin. Burbot is another fish which has cycloid scales, and it is, because they are embedded, the fish is not considered to be a kosher fish, the burbot fish. Another example would be sand lances, which have tiny, tiny scales which are not visible to the eye. It is important to realize that there are people who claim that if a fish has cycloid scales, it is always considered to be kosher, and this is not necessarily true, because burbot has cycloid scales, and it is not considered kosher. So how can you tell if a fish is kosher? So what you do is you pick the scale off the fish, preferably with your hand, not using an instrument. And if it comes off easily without ripping the skin of the fish, then you know that the scale is considered a halachically valid scale and the fish is kosher. There are several fish which have common names, which in different parts of the country are marketed as, let's say, red snapper would be an example. The common names of fish are not 100% accurate ways of determining if the fish is indeed a kosher species. A common example would be red snapper, which there are several different types of fish sold as red snapper. The only way to positively identify a fish is through its Latin name, not its trade name. And that's one of the reasons why the OU has been hesitant about publishing a fish list using the common names of fish. Another example would be a Jewfish. The first time that I'm aware of that a fish was called a Jewfish was in 1697. There was a British buccaneer named William Dampier who wrote a book about his voyage around the world, and he found a fish which he named a Jewfish because it had scales and considered a clean fish according to Levitical law, meaning the book of Leviticus, where the laws of kashrus come from. The recent article in the Tropical Fish Hobbyist researching how many fish are called Jewfish, came up with almost 50 fish through their Latin names are identified as Jewfish. Not all of them are kosher. Some of them have scales, which are halachically acceptable and recognizable as scales. Some of them having scales which are not acceptable according to halacha, and some of them not having any scales at all. So the common name of fish is something which is not a good idea to use as an indicator if the fish is considered to be kosher or not. Now, if a person lives in a location where there is a fish store that is not under rabbinical supervision, and it sells fillets without skin, how do you go about buying fish in that store and being able to tell that the fish is kosher? So the answer is you just can't go in blindly and buy a fish. Even if the fish is halibut, whitefish, carp, which are all considered kosher, commonly eaten as kosher, once the skin is removed, it is impossible to identify, and it cannot be assumed to be kosher. In determining the kosher status of fish, identifying the species is critical. There are two ways to identify a kosher fish: by removing a kosher scale from the skin, by recognizing the fish as being from a kosher species. One can only recognize a fish species if the skin is still intact. It is generally impossible, even for a maven, to identify fish without skin. The exception to this rule is that the Orthodox Union accepts salmon and red shad fillets without skin, as there is no non-kosher fish whose flesh resembles that of a salmon or red trout. For example, let us say that you want to purchase tilapia. Hear that tilapia is a kosher fish, and the person behind the counter assures you that the fillet you're looking at is tilapia. You simply cannot rely on this person unless he is both observant in kosher law and is familiar with the laws of kosher fish. Now let us say that a tilapia-eating friend who is expert, who keeps kosher, comes to the store with you and recognizes a fish in the display case whose scales have been removed, but the skin is still intact. That's an important thing to underline. The skin is still intact as tilapia. So even though the scales are not present, you may eat this fish because a halachically reliable person has positively identified it as a kosher. Therefore, one can only purchase skinless fillets from a store under reliable supervision, or if you see them, the store, the people on the counter are actually filleting the fish in front of you. Now, there could be a problem what to do with a knife. If the knife was used for non-kosher fish, there is some residue of fat from the previous use of the knife, non-kosher use. So how does one go about purchasing a filleted fish from a store selling non-kosher? So what one can do is either bring your own knife and ask them to use your knife, or you can ask them to clean the knife in front of you using a steel wool. And in most stores, for a good customer, would not have any issue allowing the customer to visually inspect the knife, run your fingers down, make sure it's clean, and the knife can be used. The countertop should be covered with paper just to make sure there was no residue of fish fat from previous non-kosher use. And then they can fillet according to your specifications, and there'd be no problem, no issue. We had just discussed the salmon is an exception to the rule that fish has to have the skin on it. And the reason is because of the red-pinkish color of salmon. There had been several queries from consumers, rabbis, other agencies, because most salmon that is purchased presently in the continental United States is not wild-caught salmon, but it is farmed salmon. And they are fed a special diet, and the diet consists of carotenes and antioxidants found in carrots, apricots, sweet potatoes, etc., which generally provide a reddish, orangish color when eaten in great amounts. So the question that was raised was, if that's so, that's the diet of the fish, perhaps another fish that has white flesh can be put on that diet, and the flesh of the fish can change to reddish, pinkish, and resemble a salmon. So we've done a great study on this, speaking to many ichthyologists, people in the business, etc. And what we found is that these carotenes and antioxidants can enhance a reddish color. However, they cannot actually change a color of something that is white or non-red or pink. The basis for our policy of accepting reddish-pinkish fillets as kosher comes from a psak that Rabbi Belsky, one of the poskim of the year, received from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that a fish fillet with a reddish-pinkish color is a simen muvik, meaning an absolute sign that it is kosher. And if one finds a fish with that color, it is certainly of a kosher species. That's the source of this OU policy. Thank you for joining us on this edition of Kosher Tidbits.